How's it going, guys? Connor Gilson here. What you're about to hear is actually an interview that I partook in today from my buddy Sal D'Angelo, owns Catalyst Media, and he sat down with him, his brother, and I to go over some information about marketing and how to actually do a kind of like a little strategy at the end. So stick around to the end and listen to that. A lot of good content in that, a little fun. It was fun to actually just kind of do something different instead of just me talking, to have an like interview style type like show like host or host like or talk show host to kind of like interview style thing. It's pretty cool. So stay tuned and listen.
Yeah. All right, this is yours truly, Sal Styles of Catalyst Media. I'm here with my brother.
Hi, my name is Justin, aka JD Angelos on YouTube and Instagram, or Duh Justin D'Angelo on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can find me at SalStyles87 on all the platforms. So today we're going to be talking about some marketing and some good practices and such like that. So from the president of his own business. So we're actually going to introduce Mr. Connor Gilson, president of CG Consulting. So what's up, Connor?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good talk show host thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Game show host.
So also known as a game show host. Yeah, so you got to give us one of those impressions.
I'm your host, the game show host, and welcome to the best podcast ever.
There it is. Classic Connor.
Just said so much.
Yeah, so... All right, Connor, tell us like a little bit about you. Like, give us a little rundown of what brought you to where you are now, and tell us about your business and such.
I've been in sales and marketing since I was like 13 years old. I started doing cold calls for my buddy's network marketing company, or he was part of a network marketing company. I did that. Then when I was about 15, I started working with him on his business, and I liked it. I was doing it like just kind of as an internship and things like that. But when I turned 16, he made me a senior vice president of his company. I started working for him. Then when I was 18, I formed my own. And I've been kind of like on the ups and downs of entrepreneurship ever since. But I've been very, very high and very, very low. So
oh, yeah?
All over the place.
Okay. Well, take us through some of that, you know, some highs and some lows and like what you learned from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I think that's even like, especially with the lows, there's a lot of things to learn.
Learning experience.
Nah, I've been there. You both know I've been there. It's been a terrible time. So, but I can see a lot of like, there's a lot of good things that happen when you're in the lows. So, and then one of your podcasts, you talked about that a little bit too. Yep. So like, let's get a little refresher on that.
So I would say probably the biggest one was when I was about 22 or 23. I had at the time 3 cars which got stolen.
You told me that. Yep.
So, and I guess I'm more a little bit more honest now than I was when that first happened. What kind of, if I had been in the place where I was when I first formed the company, having the 3 cars stolen probably wouldn't have affected me. I would have had enough like income and stuff like that to just get a new car. Or find some way of, you know, getting around it. But I had listened to people that were partly my family, part of my inner circle, saying that I was too materialistic, too hungry, that I was not happy with what I had. And I used that at first just to try to appease them, but then I used it kind of as an excuse to play video games all day.
And who doesn't like to play video games though? Like, seriously.
I feel like 15 hours a day is a little excessive.
Though. No, it's not enough. It's not enough. So if you're not playing 16 to 18 to all of your life to the point where your eyes are bleeding, like, you're not playing enough. So, yeah. You were playing on Twitch too, right?
I mean, that was...
Counter-Strike.
That was back during my Modern Warfare 3 phase.
Great game.
So I wasn't in Twitch then. I just played a lot, and I played like to the point where I was trying to get competitive. There was a period where I was like top 10 in the United States on PC for Modern Warfare 3. As far as like the leaderboards, I never went to like events or played in tournaments or anything like that. But I would hope so because I played so many hours. I think I had like last time I looked at it, I think I had like it was like somewhere in like around 10 or 15,000 hours in Modern Warfare 3. So
I'm kind of curious how to break that down by like years and days. Yeah. Like,
that could have been a career right there if that's what.
Because it lasted like probably two years, 2.5 years.
Well, the best part is, took off the camera. Yeah, literally, you could. I hope the stabilizer keeps it like going a little bit. You know, so GoPro for you. So not sponsored by. stop it. So, anyways, that being said, like, well, the cool part is, like, back then you really couldn't make a career out of like playing video games, and now there's people making millions of dollars literally just doing that.
Yeah,
you know, that's the dream for some people.
Yeah,
you know. Yep. So, I mean, when I was a kid, if I knew that I could make a career out of that, I would have, you know, ixnayed college and, like, forget getting a job. I would just focus on that. But, I mean, I had no idea that the life was going in that direction, you know what I mean? So, now you do.
Yeah.
So, we're in a different society nowadays to, like, to be able to do those kind of things. So, but, I mean, what else do you do, too?
Like, other than... Actually, I don't even play video games anymore. I'll play stuff on my phone when I'm sitting around like waiting for stuff, but I don't even play video games anymore. Besides, like, I work on my business, I work, I read. I'm starting to get back into reading again because I let it die down. There was a point in my life where I read 3 books a month, and now I'm just trying to get to the goal of reading 1 book a month. I set that goal actually like a week ago, and I read like 1 chapter of a book, and then I was like working, and I have to get back into that habit.
Mentality. What kind of books do you read?
Books about like psychology. Really into psychology. Always have. Started that when I was 8 years old. Didn't know what it was called then. Just realized that I was good at like knowing people and reading people. And then when I was like 13, 14, I read a psychology book in school, and I was like, oh, this has a name.
So, all right. What's in a name? Yeah. So, I mean, I also been doing the same thing. Just trying to read books and such like that. So to try to better my knowledge. I could probably find more time to do it. I try to, at least. So, I mean, work is in the way of a lot of things, unfortunately. We all got to work. We all got to make money somehow. So, but you know what? If you really care about something, like, you'll find a time to do it. You know, that goes for, like, gym. That goes for, like, friends, family, like, everything. Like, you will find a time to make something work.
Yeah.
So, but, like, tell us about your business, CG Consulting. Like, what is that?
So, CG Consulting is kind of a business that we kind of take a more, like, unique look at marketing. We don't, I mean, a lot of people, I feel, even still, unfortunately, are stuck in, like, the 3 from back in the day, which is, like, television, radio, and newspaper or phone books. And, like, people still haven't come out of that, but we kind of go with, like, social media marketing, you know, SEO, YouTube. Right now, like, the 3 that people, like, if you're own a business and you're working for yourself, or even if, like, you're working as, like, you know, like, a car dealer in, like, a dealership or, like, a real estate agent, you don't have your own business, things like that, even those avenues, you can use things like YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Those are the 3 right now. Those are the 3 that kind of replaced,
100%.
Replaced it. And it's funny because we know that, right? We know that that's like the way that works, but there's a lot of people out there that don't, like, and there's so many marketing platforms. Like, besides those 3, you have Snapchat, like, that's starting to, you know, pitch the fact that they want to do ads and things like that. And you're seeing ads and things like that now.
Yep.
You have, Twitter and LinkedIn.
You have Google some of those ads. On the rise.
Yep.
So, like, the Musical.ly is on the rise, so, or TikTok or whatever they've decided to do.
Yeah. What's going on with that? I think they're 2 different apps. Or are they the same?
Well, I had Musical.ly, and then I just switched to TikTok on its own.
I think
they're either bought out, rebranded. I haven't done the research on it, but there's clearly some kind of thing going on.
So
I could see Justin in Musical.ly.
I don't.
So doing some really dumb stuff.
I probably could get pretty popular on that, not like brag or anything, but just doing stupid stuff that I do on a daily basis.
But you're absolutely right, though. And Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, like, those are all your highest areas for attention. And they're all different kinds of attention, too. Like, would you agree with that? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, Facebook is like for the casual person who's just hanging out at home. They're in their PJs or whatever. They're like, not really trying to like get their mojo up all the way to the top where they're like ready to go to a club or something like that. Yep. It's kind of like dating, like, you know, yep. So if someone's at a club and they're all dressed up and they're fancy, they're going to be way more on guard, you know, versus someone who's at the grocery store and like in just casual clothing and then someone just approaches them there. Like, yep. It's the same principle, you know? So, or at a Starbucks, you're drinking coffee and just reading a book, like that person's more open to talk to somebody who has a common thing than somebody who's going to be at the bar or at the club who's just trying to dance and let me buy you a drink.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
No.
That's not works. Unless you want to hook up. Then yeah.
And there's the people out there. So to each their own, you know? So yep. I've done that, past that. So it happened in my past. So I'm not, you know, all about the bar / club scene anymore, even though it is fun once in a while, but like every Friday night would be out there. I don't regret a second of it though. Yeah. I had a lot of crazy experiences doing that. So, and I'm sure some people, if watching or listening, can, you know, be like they were there, like they would have probably remembered too, like, you know, so good stuff. But
I was totally there.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. I don't even know if you're old enough to breathe.
I should have been.
So, but anyways, so CG Consulting consults with people who do like businesses. You started like with roofing, from my understanding too, right?
Yep.
Are you branching out to more?
Like, yeah, further? I mean, this time of year, I'm targeting like roofers and things like that up until like October, November, when most of the country starts getting, you know, either... Actually, maybe like November, December when we start getting snowstorms and like people can't really jump on roofs, although our weather up here lately has been weird. So,
yeah.
Yeah, like this, like last year we had people, I had one client that had people that wanted roofs in the middle of the winter because it was freezing cold and then warm.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah, nope.
Like Mother Nature does not know what it's doing.
You know, Hunter's been like, that's his new job.
He does roofing?
Houses and, roofs and all that.
Hunter does roofing, huh?
Yeah,
you're going to have to hit him up.
Or is that like contracting stuff? Like carpentry and like...
Probably more like that, yeah. I think they work
good for him.
Yeah. That's awesome. Shout out to you, Hunter.
Yeah. Moving up in life.
Oh, yeah. Way better than unboxing clothes.
Yeah, been there, done
one
that.
Day a week.
Yeah, right? So asking for hours and not getting enough. And...
So shout out to him.
Shout out to you for pursuing, you know, career goals and all that good stuff. So... Yeah, man, that's awesome. So I'm really glad to see that you're doing really well, you know, so, but, like, talk about the highs. Like, we talked about the lows, you learn a lot of stuff, but talk about the highs.
So I actually, like, going off of one of the lows of losing everything and then rolling back to homelessness, one of the highs now is I take everything at pretty much what it's worth. I don't take it for granted. Like, I have a place to live, I have a car, I have people that I'm close with, I have the possibility of building something even better than before. I mean, one of the highs there, I mean, I've had months where, you know, I was pulling in easily like 20 grand. That's kind of the thing with businesses is like, especially with mine, there's months where I was pulling in 20 grand, there's months where I was pulling in 50 bucks. So it's kind of like all over the place. So when you, I get the high from also like selling. When I sell, because I sell like very ethical, so when I do finally get like close a sale, I don't have any like remorse or feel bad. I am like, yeah, I'm helping this person. Yeah, I'm helping, you know, myself as well, but mainly helping this person get their goal and solve that problem. Because I think that's a lot of things that a lot of people don't get is that when people focus on making money, they focus on, oh, I need to make money instead of what makes money. What makes money is solving problems.
It's not about how much you make, it's about how you make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember hearing about that in one of your podcasts where you genuinely were trying to make someone's life better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were really happy about that rather than making the sale. Like, cool, like you made the sale and you were like stoked about it, but when you made someone's life better, that was more impactful.
Yeah.
And that really stuck with me when I heard that in one of your podcasts. So CG Consulting on all platforms, by the way. So
it took a while for it to go to all platforms, but it's finally, I think, on all of them now.
Yeah, Overcast, CastBox, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Yep. Yeah, Catalyst Media is also on that, too. So
Anchor's good at that. Anchor's
Anchor is awesome. Yeah. So shout out to anchor.fm. Yeah. So... All right, good stuff. Like, I've been listening to your podcast, and I got a lot of good intake out of it, and some of it's good laughs, too. So
the water thing.
Like, I'm parched. Let me just gulp. You guys probably want to hear that, you know, in silence. I'm on my way home from work, and that's all I hear is just Connor talking on the podcast, and then straight silence, and then you hear him literally swallowing the water. Not once, twice, and then he comments on it afterwards, saying, okay, probably not the best thing you want to hear right now. Yeah, it was hilarious. So, and it was, I was like thinking to myself while that was happening, this is a little disturbing. So just straight up hearing the every part of his throat, like taking in water and going down his body.
Knowing Connor,
I was just like, I have to drink something in my throat.
Like, how hard did you swallow that water? Like,
I think you, it's because the mic is like right there on your like chest or whatever. So I think that was before I switched to the other one.
I think you intentionally did it.
Super sensitive.
I think you intentionally swallowed it hard.
Just for everyone to hear your insides.
Yeah. Like, I could feel it. So I think I got thirsty just listening to that. It was weird. So I did. I drank a water. I had a water bottle right with me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna drink one with you, Connor. And I drank two gulps.
I'm trying to get sponsored by water companies.
Shout out to water companies. Yeah, good old water companies out there. You can't live without it. No, for real though, I am trying to drink a lot more water.
Yeah.
You know.
I drink a lot of water. I do.
I don't drink enough. I have cut back on soda a long time ago, and I'm very glad because I lost 30 pounds doing it.
Yep.
So, yeah. When you want to get, you know, when you barely even have any kind of anything on you besides bone and skin.
Yeah, you make me feel
like I lost a lot.
When you made that comment on your podcast saying, like, someone thought that it was, someone called you too thin, and you were just kind of like,
yep.
What?
Yep.
What happened with that?
That actually, weird enough, turned into be one of my... my pro bonos I was teaching in business, and as of recently that kind of went south. So just friendship and the business part kind of like went to dice. So
sometimes you gotta be careful when you're mixing business with pleasure, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point when I was like talking about that, it was mainly just business because I wanted to help. Like, I have like my friend David actually just bought a Mercedes because he just landed a like really big client. So
good.
That was good because like I was like, I always...
shout out to David.
Yeah, to David. Or
to Mercedes.
And Mercedes. Mercedes is gonna give you a good thumbs up, a green light.
5-star review, I expect it from Mercedes and David, whoever you are. So
but yeah, with that person that just went kind of south, and who knows, I've learned that nothing is ever like really set in stone, and you kind of just gotta flow in the moment, but you gotta... when something becomes a time bleed or a time waste, you gotta set your priorities back in line.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you might get a little samurai hat falling on you here shortly. So anyone out there listening, I have a cat, the infamous Molly, who is the most adorable cat in the world, and she has thumbs. So her name is not Thumbs.
Oh, okay.
So, but she's just crawling up right now into underneath a Japanese style hat. So, and it's about to fall off again. So for the 14th time in a week.
So we'll see how that
goes. Yeah, you know. So she's just taking a nap.
It lands directly on my head perfectly. We definitely have to keep that footage.
Oh, it will stay. It will stay.
No matter what, it'll probably stay.
No, I'm keeping this like audio too. Like, we're talking about Molly. Molly's a great cat. So shout out to Molly.
Not a shout out to Buddy though. So,
Buddy just wants to be loved.
Standing on the table.
Yeah, Buddy just wants to be loved. That's all he wants. I mean, he just does it too aggressively. Yeah. So, classic. See, look at him. He's a cool cat. But anyways, we were talking about CG consulting, and you were with a pro bono, and unfortunately it didn't work out and such like that. And that, it kind of happens, you know, so with friends and whatnot. So, but you were talking about the lows and how hard it could be. You were making $50. Here it comes. Almost.
There it is. It didn't land on your head.
I'm like watching it
now
fall.
You can
like,
alert. Yeah, there you go.
There it is. So There it is. That actually works with you.
Like that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
How do they keep these things? Oh, because of the strap? They keep this on their head with a strap?
The thing. Strap, yeah, and then you tighten it, but for some reason it fell off. And
it's just held in with what state? Oh, no, it's tied around.
It's literally just tied in one of those, yeah. I just got a
Warped Tour?
I got that at Warped Tour. Shout out to Vans Warped Tour. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. But, it was on. It was great. And then it fell off. So, now Molly likes to sleep underneath it and then constantly knock it off.
Hopefully I hit my head at one point. That just, boom.
If that happens.
I mean, it's a big hat. It should, you know?
If that literally happens and it just lands on your head, like, miracle.
Now go viral.
So, and I'll give one lucky fan
$5.
All
right.
Yeah.
Five
dollars. Whole dollars.
$5 on fate. Here we
so,
go.
On my, straight from my wallet. So, if you want more, then please donate to the South Fund. It's a real thing.
Donate to a good cause.
Actually, now you can actually do that.
Yeah, you can.
On Anchor.
Can you?
On Anchor, like, you can get supporting people who listen to your podcast, like, donate to your podcast to continually, like, give you more content or, like, maybe, like, buy more, you know, stuff like that. Kind of like Twitch. Kind of like... That sounded like an awful dying animal. Yeah. Not an air horn. So, but anyways, yeah, so Anchor has released a new thing where, like, you can actually get support from people and they will like donate money to you, kind of like Twitch does.
Yeah.
So, but they donate money for you to continue doing your podcast, and which is actually really cool.
No, that's a good idea.
Definitely do it at some point.
Yeah. So they just started doing it. Like they just sent out emails to everybody, so saying that like this is a new thing. So be on the lookout for that, because I know CG Consulting does podcast through Anchor.
Yep.
So you'll probably see that in your email box here shortly. So once you get back into it. Like, oh, you just got an email now. So there it is. Anchor's listening to us right now. But yeah, that's a really cool thing. So, you know, if people are wanting to talk about their passions and such like that, like, I encourage people all the time, make a podcast. Like, if you love cats, like, I clearly love cats. I could make a podcast about cats, but I don't have a passion for cats or talking about cats. But I could do it, because this day and age, you have enough, like, resources and channels where you can literally talk about cats and make money.
Yeah, this person
make a living.
YouTube, literally, I was talking to Dan Brainerd about this. He has a channel on ants.
Ants.
And, yeah, he has a whole bunch
of
ants. That's where you learn all your stupid facts about ants.
He does, like, the glass, like, and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy is cool.
Like,
I follow him, too.
Millions of subscribers.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You're one of the subscribers.
I am proudly one of them.
Shout out to Ants Guy on YouTube.
Shout out to Ants Canada.
Ants Canada. Clearly, you're from Canada.
He's actually from Philippines.
Does he at least live in Canada?
I think he grew up in Canada.
But he lives in the Philippines. Okay, that would be so funny if it has nothing to do. That's a prime title right there.
That's a trolling title.
I mean, he just wants his target audience, Canada. Even though he's from the Philippines. So no one in Canada can find him. They expect
from
him.
America, so about that.
They expect you to be in Canada, Ants Canada. Whatever your name is, that's your real name. So, but point right there. Point proven. There's one where people literally make slime. I keep talking about it because it's a thing. A kid literally take, like, I think it was, like, eyes, like, contact solution or something like that. Yeah. And, like, some other, like, food dye and something else. And, like, they literally made slime. And then they made millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I know those shows. I don't watch them, but...
I would expect you to watch it because you watch ants.
Those are two cool. Different things. Understand.
Ants are cool. So you ever take the magnifier and like in the sun and just like...
Ants Canada would be very mad at you.
I didn't say I did it. Don't accuse me of that.
I know many things you've done to ants. I was there.
I didn't say I use a magnifier and then burn them to death. No, I just sprayed
bleach.
Them. With not going to go that route, but there was a bunch and I wanted genocide, so and then, there you go.
Oh, sorry, it's Canada.
It's not like I'm dropping a bomb on Hiroshima or anything like that. Sorry, Japan.
That was on your birthday.
That was on your birthday, yep. It makes sense why you were born on that day.
Irony.
So no shots taken at that, but yeah, but with all the highs and lows, like, you gotta go through failure. And, you know, I was just talking about earlier, like, you were making 2,000 like a month or a day or whatever it was, and then like next thing you know, you're doing $50 the next time, you know. So like, that was tough. You know, you got to go through those hard times. You got to go through failure, and it's a people who want to be entrepreneurs, like you were saying in your podcast and all these other entrepreneurs saying in their podcast, that like if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to accept failure, and you're going to go through failure, and it's a scary thing, but you have to, you know, overcome that. Yeah. So there's people that will just expect success right away because it's a high, and yeah, they think it's really cool and it's a new fad, and then it just goes downhill, you know? So with that being said, like, if you can overcome that and like that, have adversity and just continuously keep dishing out content and just making good stuff happen, and, you know, and having the right patience and deploying patience, you're going to be fine. Like, you'll get there in time. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day, but you know what? It'll happen. That $2,000 will no longer be $50. It'll be $2,000, and then it'll turn into $3,000. So then you're going to get passive income somewhere else, you know? So, and you can do it.
You just gotta keep doing it.
You can do it. One of my favorite stories is when I was reading Crushing It. Shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, yeah.
So he points out somebody who was on YouTube, and it's Canada. So not you, but it's called What's In That. Have you heard of it? Justin, you would know if you finished that book. So
Was it Crushing It or Crush It?
It's Crushing It.
So it's a new one.
It's the new one.
Yeah, see, I haven't read the new one yet.
Great book. Yeah. Oh, great book. I read it.
I read Crush It. I got, like, that's the one book that I wasn't, like, I think it was his first book, Crush It, and it was, like, it was okay. I liked Thank You Economy and Jab Jab Right Hook and, like, all the other ones way better.
Yeah, but I'm Crushing It. I'm currently reading Jab Jab Right Hook. Yeah. Crush It. I really liked Crush It, though. Like, I liked how he was talking about personal brand and stuff like that. So that was the biggest takeaway for me, or hot take.
Have you read Thank You Economy yet?
No, I've been looking out for that one. I want to buy it at the bookstore, but like, I don't want to really buy it online. Yeah. I could, but like, I've been looking. That's the only one I don't have. So I have Jab Jab Right Hook. I have Ask Gary Vee. I have Crush It. I have Crushing It. I'm just waiting on Thank You Economy. Once I find it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, because Thank You Economy came right before Jab Jab Right Hook, and they kind of like pair together.
Okay.
That is a good book.
Yeah.
It'll be at the Books A Million at some point.
I was there Monday, and it's not there, unfortunately, so I've been keeping an eye on it. Yeah, but the story I was saying, like, on YouTube, was some guy was like, I'm going to help my son with a science project. So, and then he just took something, cut it in half, and then it was like, hey, what's in here? And then he was like, I'm going to make a video of me cutting things in half. Mm-hmm. And then he just starts cutting random things, baseballs, mattresses, like food, whatever, you name it. Like, he starts cutting it, and people just start requesting him to cut things in half with saws or knives or whatever it is he's using, and that he's making a living cutting things in half because he enjoys massacres of
inanimate
objects. Is what I'm looking for. Yeah. So what's in that? So one of the more boring ones, don't use a clear bottle. We already know what's in that, so I recommend not cutting that one in half. So that would be a really terrible time.
You know, so fix that flex tape.
Flex tape.
Billy Mays here
with flex tape. Rest in peace, Billy Mays.
I'm just cutting this.
How to basic. The most pointless, insane, like, channel.
Definitely.
And look at him. It's the guy that, like, he, like, makes food. Well, he started as, like, making food, but it's all, like, expired food. And he's like, ah, bah, 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 and he's, like, throwing stuff. And he's just, like, throwing eggs. And he, like, pulls it, like, shoves, like, the pan in the oven. And then, like, opens the oven, like, throws plates and, like, stuff into it.
You haven't seen that?
Or how to fix an iPhone. And he's just like, he puts it in rice. And then, like, he puts the lid on it. And you think it's going to be normal. And then he just starts throwing, like, lettuce and, like, plates. And, like, one time he had, like, a sink he, like, throws at it. Like,
clickbaity title. Yeah. But then all of a sudden you get this random ass.
And I don't feel like he never has to answer.
Explicit content.
Explicit.
Yeah. I may have to just beep.
The noises he makes, too.
Oh God! Oh, yeah, so yeah. I would honestly say if I heard "How to Basic," I'm thinking of like some white girl. Yeah. I'm not racist, but some white girl just literally talking about
Starbucks
and lattes and
hey, there's some and Uggs that make leggings. Money off of that.
And they do. Probably. They do. Yeah. You know, and it's the society we live in nowadays, and you can legit have a career in something you love to do. So, and I encourage people to, you know, go into that field, and like, if you really are miserable at your job, like I told somebody the other day, I think I've told this story to you guys before, maybe you, but like, if like I had an associate because I work retail, so like I had an associate who said, I'm not happy here. And my response was, then why do you still work here? And then her next shift, she comes in, she's like, yeah, I'm quitting. I was like, well, I'm not gonna lie, it sucks to lose you, but like, I'm happy that you're making that self-aware decision, because it's not helping you and it's not helping us succeed if you're not happy to be here. You're just wasting your time. Go do something you love to do.
That's the way you should be.
You know, if you're not happy doing what you're doing, why are you doing it? I enjoy my job. I like my job, you know? So it's cool. I like helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Been doing that for 11 years with a little short break in between, but...
That's a long story.
It's a long story I'm not even going to get into, but...
Us two already know about that.
Yeah, well, Connor was there during my lows, and I was coming out of my lows. So, I mean, like, 2014, like, left the company, not going to go into reasons why, but it is what it is. I'm just humble to know that it happened, and I actually needed it to happen. But didn't have a job for 7 months. I lost my 401k, lost my IRA, my Roth IRA. I lost my some of my savings accounts that I had. So credit cards all maxed out, everything. I had $0 to my name, and it was awful. So I couldn't get a job for some reason to save my life. I tried pursuing what I was going for school for, and that just didn't work out, unfortunately. So
it was at a point where you had to have a job at some flower place.
I had to work at a flower company call center just to have a job. Full-time, because I ran out of money and I just needed something. So, but I took a picture of my bank account, and this actually showed up on my time hop the other day, so of this picture. Mm-hmm. And it was my savings and my checkings, and both said $0. Goose egg. And I've never had that experience in my life. I've always had money in my savings or in my checkings or both, and I've always had some kind of cushion, but I ran out. So that day I ran out, and I was actually in the negatives in my checkings, but I had enough of my savings to outweigh it. It put me at flat zero for both. Gee. So I took a screenshot of that and I posted it on Facebook and maybe Instagram. So, but I put in the caption, I'm literally taking a picture of this so I can look back in the future and I remember the tough times that led me to where I am now in my successes. And that was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw that in my time hop, I was like humbled. I was like, wow, I am so glad that I took that picture, because I remember how hard it was back then getting to where I am now. And now, like, money's not a problem. You know, I'm still tackling that debt that I accrued, but I'm almost out of it. So completely. And it was a lot of hard work and a lot of patience and a lot of strategy and moving things around. I don't regret a single thing, you know, so about it. It's a good learning experience. And that kind of built me as an individual and actually led me to thinking outside the box and being like, okay, so how can I never allow this to happen again? So I was able to generate more income, you know, like move up. I went back and I came back to Best Buy and then moved up real quickly.
Yep.
Left Calvin Klein. So they didn't know I worked at Best Buy on the side for like a whole year. Yep.
Pretty sure that was like with all of us.
It was absolutely hilarious, but it was a humbling experience. So, that actually kind of leads me to my next thing I want to talk about. So the question that I'm going to ask you, so if you could go back in time,
mm-hmm.
and change something that you've had in the past, I'm not saying like do something like change something that you regret.
Yeah.
I'm just saying change something, anything. What would you have changed? Like, asking yourself if only I did this instead of this.
Yeah.
I don't regret it, but if only. Mine, I'll start. So, if only I knew the things that I know today when I didn't have a job, I would have had far more successes. I probably wouldn't be working retail right now. I probably wouldn't be working at any job right now. I probably would have my own, like sustained company. Yep. That's, like... built and seeing successes, and I'm getting income off of that. But for example, selling on Amazon, selling on Craigslist, you know, selling on Shopify.
Yep.
So all those things, I didn't know any of that back then. I didn't know how to do it. But then I started researching it, coincidentally enough, around the time I met you.
Yep.
Around that, I was on the rise.
Yep.
And I knew that. But if I knew the things that I knew now,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have a completely different life now, which is not a problem. I appreciate and love the life I have right now, but I would probably have more time for my passions.
Yeah.
i.e. Ninja Warrior, music, martial arts, so acting, all those stuff, the stuff that I have passions for, that I want to pursue, that I can't pursue because I'm working.
Yep.
I would probably still be the same person, but I would be in that, you know, position to pursue those passions. Still going to do it. It's not stopping me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still pursuing my passions because I think everyone should go after their goals. So, and keep on plugging away. But I think I'd be further along. You know what I mean? Like, so that's the thing, like I'm saying, like the if only.
Yeah. I think one thing, like with what you said before I go into what mine would be, because I'm still trying to draw what it would be, is I think a lot of people don't take that time to self-educate, and I'm not saying that you didn't, but I'm saying most people
don't. I absolutely did. You know I did. Like, that's all I do is listen to podcasts.
No, I mean like before. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
So absolutely. Like, I think when people, and especially when we come out of like the school system and stuff, we're taught to be handed information that we need to learn. It's very weird and hard for us to go out and say, oh, I like this and I should study this and do this. We don't have that mentality in our head because we've always been learned, here's a book, read it, take a test, do this. So, and I think that's a lot of things. I think that's where I was fortunate enough, was I caught on to that and started learning a lot when I was a kid, because I learn a lot better when I focus on, I think everybody does, when you focus on your passions.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess mine would probably be, because yeah, like you said, and I noticed you mentioned, you brought it up because you know me, you know, like you said, not that it would be a regret, because if it was, if that question had come up, I'd been like, there's nothing I would change because I don't have regrets, because what I am right now is a product of that. But if I could,
amen to that.
Yeah. If I could,
shout out to products.
If I could maybe, I mean, the one thing that I think that pops in my head, and it didn't pop into my head till like maybe about 6 or 7 months ago, is I didn't do a lot as far as outside of my own bubble. Like, yeah, I was an entrepreneur. Yeah, I read. Yeah, I did all this stuff. And but I was very, just my personality was more reserved. It wasn't that I wasn't like into people and like people, because I taught and trained people and I was trained by other people. So it's not that. It's just that I didn't really go out and have that many experiences in my life, other than being the 18-year-old entrepreneur, being the 18-year-old company builder. Like I didn't travel at all. I've literally, like, the only time I ever got out of New England was because I was homeless and I had to move in with a friend. Like, that's kind of a rough, like, thing to be like, oh, I've lived and only been in this area for this part of time. And that's partly because, like, my mom was scared of planes because she had always gone on planes. Something always horribly happened, like landing gear not opening, the plane getting struck by lightning, things like that.
Oh, good times.
So they pushed that kind of, like, we're not flying type of thing. And then when I was on my own, I just never thought about it because I was too busy playing video games, man. I live in multiple worlds, you know?
And most people that age do that. Yeah. So, I mean, and I can see where the difference between the, you don't regret it.
Yeah.
And then the, if only I traveled more, if only I experienced life more. However, that goes to the flip side, and Justin, you'll get to your turn in a second, so save the best for last. So the opposite end of this. Like, I was literally at the bookstore the other day. I say literally a lot, don't I?
Yeah.
So I was at the bookstore the other day, and I was with my lady friend. Shout out to you. You know who you are. So, and she told me a quote that she was reading one of the books, and then it was like, don't think if only, think what if.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to the second part of my question. Yep. Now, if only you traveled more. Now the next part of that is, what if you traveled more? What if you experienced life more? Mm. Me, what if I pursued my acting, my music, my Ninja Warrior, my martial arts, the things that I love, my art, the things that I love? What if I do that? What happens? If only I did that. I'm still young.
Yep.
31. What if I do that?
Yep.
You're up. Duh, Justin D'Angelo. Duh. In the house. So he's raising the roof. He's raising the roof.
Mine is pretty much the same thing as Sal's. Like, I don't have any regrets, like we all were saying, but if I knew more about, like, social media, because back in, like, high school, which I started high school in 2010, so Facebook and I think Instagram was just starting around then.
No.
Instagram didn't start till
Facebook was live and like
yeah.
on the rise, like hard. Stuff. And it got bigger after that, but I think it started in 2007, Facebook. Yeah. And then that's when it started. Instagram started, I think, after 2010.
I thought it was like 2012, 13, maybe?
Maybe.
It was somewhere around there.
But it's big now.
Yeah, now it is. If I knew more about like social media and all that, like YouTube was huge at that time, too.
That was the only thing.
Yeah, like,
that was the only kind of social media that was like allowing you to deliver the right content.
Yeah, and it was on the rise at that point.
Yeah.
So if I knew that back then, I would have been putting my art out there a lot more. I used to think like Facebook, stuff like that. I don't know if they were doing ads and all that at that point.
Nope.
No, they weren't. You know, if I, like, maybe even YouTube, like if I knew about that, I probably would have been putting it out a lot more. On there.
Right.
But now I know.
Well, you had one video that went viral. That was cool. The One Punch Man video.
One Punch Man video. On JD Angelos YouTube.
Yeah. So, but the thing with you, Justin, is we had an episode, we talked.
Oh, yeah.
And then you literally, I said it again on purpose. That's why I emphasize it. You followed that advice. I told you, you're not happy at this job. Why are you still there? You don't need it. Mm-hmm. You're just there. So why are you still there? You wanted to pursue your art. And guess what happened? You quit that job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got more hours than your other job, but at least you're not getting excessive amount.
Working 7 days a week.
Exactly. So now you have so much more time for art. And you have been drawing, delivering. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I'm seeing you have posts at over like 100 likes. And you only have, like, what, like 115 followers? Who cares how many followers you have? But, like, your content is influencing people.
Yeah.
You're getting reactions that you want.
And there's people that are commenting on there. Like, I appreciate all the likes and all the follows and on there. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's not about, like, the money like we talked about before. It's all, especially when it comes to art, it's definitely about, like, you know.
It's about the passion.
It's about the passion. It's about the people.
It's about the passion.
Enjoying your art and all that. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just going to keep pulling it all out there. And then, you know, someday it'll become huge, and, you know.
Right. So, I mean, like, I could see that, like, some of your posts in the beginning, like, had, like, a couple likes here and there, and then you just see it on the rise. You're doing the right thing.
Because at that point, like, I didn't really know much about, like, marketing and all that. I was just kind of putting it there, and then, you know, see what happened. But, you know, that's not, the way to do it. The more I, like, learned, like, how to market and all that.
Right.
You know, it's like, now you see a dramatic difference.
Right.
Like, right at this moment, it's not a big one, but it, you know, it's increasing. So
have patience.
That's the best part.
What, it's been 6 months, give or take, since we had that episode, and you went from, like, a couple reactions here and there, and now you're over 100 reactions, almost all your posts, mm-hmm. so.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing, and it's just going to keep growing and growing. You just got to keep on dishing out new content.
Definitely.
You know? So now the next question for you is, like, what if? What if you keep doing that? What if you put more time into art? What if you put even more time than you have right now into art?
Mm-hmm. It'll just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. April 19th, that's when that was.
April 19th?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's our parents' birthday.
That is our parents' birthday.
Shout out
to our parents. So, on the same day, mind you. So, we have a crazy family where both my parents, they have the same birthday. And all three brothers... My brothers have the same birthday, which is on the same day as my parents' ex anniversary because they got divorced.
Oh, okay.
I'm the oddball that got
freaking sad.
that came out like a week and a couple days before their birthday.
So you, like, Dad told me, like, you could have been born on August 6th too.
I was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out early. Because I'm stubborn. So, we all know that.
There's Alicia, so, you know, she's born in December. Shout out to Alicia, Dave, and all them.
Yeah, I miss you guys. So, I don't even know if they know we do podcasts.
Well, they're apparently back in the area, so definitely next time we visit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Maybe they'll see the vlog, like, too. That. The vlog.
Because I showed them my art and all that, and they told me the same thing.
Keep on doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, you have talent, and you're learning the digital art game. I only wish that I was as good as the digital art as you are, you know, and I'm not saying that I can't be.
I can be
if I put in the same amount of effort that you are.
Anyone can,
you know.
Except for me, I can only draw cards. I can draw cards really good. As soon as I I do it every one of my podcasts. Yeah. Every one of mine, and no. I brought it to yours.
At least you didn't call it a webinar.
Yeah, that's true. Always trying to call it a webinar.
That's how you know I listen. That's how you know I listen.
You know, I might because of the camera, because I'm used to calling it then. But so yeah, no, I think I've gotten out of that groove. Wow, man, and now I lost my thought. It was important.
Cars. You're drawing cars.
I draw cars. Oh, yeah, as soon as I try to draw people, it's
stick figures horrible. Versus
yep. I can draw stick figures.
Replica yep. of a car.
Yeah, YouTube, there's a bunch of videos of stick figures, get millions of views, so, you know.
Yep.
How to draw a stick figure?
I'm sure there's something like, stupid like that.
Animated stick figures that are just doing dumb stuff?
Animated stick figures.
Stickman Crack, I remember that when I was a kid. All the Stickman, like, really weird ones.
Animations with, like, swords and all that, so, yeah.
But people are finding the thing that they love to do. Mm-hmm. And they're executing on it. And it's only going to keep on building over time.
And it's not time to do it right now.
It's time to start doing it, because if you invest in, if you want to market yourself, ads on Instagram, ads on Facebook, even Snapchat starting to do it too. Like, they're cheap. They're cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook's pretty cheap. And then YouTube, especially now, because not too many people are marketing on YouTube in the small business aspect, YouTube is starting to become the better kind of strategy right now, because you can get like 100 clicks for like $5.
Yeah.
So as long as you're targeting it right, then you can, you and you're doing it right, and people, that's the thing with Facebook and YouTube, and the more people that click on your ad, the less expensive it gets per click.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that's because they want, you know, better content being shown to other people.
Right. And it's the same thing. Like, I think one of our podcasts for the other podcast we do for New Era of Wrestling. So it's a WWE talk show, just having fun, just talking about wrestling nowadays and such. So we had an ad go over 2,000 likes.
Oh, yeah.
So within like a week, almost 2 weeks.
Something like that.
It just flew, you know. So, and I think we literally spent less than a penny for each engagement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we spent like $20, $15,
$20. About that. Yeah, so it's just incredible.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just the things that you can do to get your content out there, to get known, and to see successes later on is astonishing nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know? So there's that.
Just gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. But do you have any questions for Connor?
Okay.
I honestly hate that he did. Connor knows all about that.
You know, so how do you think of your Calvin Klein days?
My Calvin Klein days?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
No shout out to you, Calvin Klein.
No shout out to Calvin Klein.
No shout out.
I like your clothes, though.
So. Yeah. I mean, they are comfortable, but...
Well, clothes are kind of getting a little cheaper now.
They are, like, because made. I had... I think I had a shirt rip or something like that.
Yes.
I can't remember. It was stupid.
They have really nice new jeans there.
Yeah?
Their jeans are good, yeah.
They're going
they're
back.
No
their dress pants are horrible now.
They went away from jeans, and now they're getting back into
That's what it ripped. Suits, it was my dress pants. Those kept ripping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kept on ripping.
I bought
pants. Disclaimer, don't try to do Ninja Warrior obstacles while wearing Calvin Klein dress pants.
Or just try walking.
Shout out to Ninja Warrior.
Or flip on ice. I ripped one slipping on ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I bent down and ripped. So, I think we were at the buffet, actually, with our family. And I actually was wearing one of the dress pants, and then I bent down and ripped them.
I think I remember that.
At the buffet. What? I didn't tell anybody. Were you watching me? That's just odd. I might have told you. I don't know. So, but yeah, so what do you think, like, from your Calvin Klein days to where you are now?
I'm definitely in a better place now. I've once again had ups and downs, but I mean, I met people like you guys that, you know, had a big influence on my life. Even the company owner that I am still, like, that's a big thing. Like, I try to learn as much as I possibly can from other people. And I even said it, like, multiple times to you that there's not a lot of people I fall under on a, like, manager aspect that I like managers. And that was the case with you. So I got to meet a lot of people that are now still part of my life. I still kind of talk to Will, and I still talk to you guys.
Tell him I said hi next time.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, missed that guy. Yeah. So he made me feel really good about myself.
Shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will. Not Calvin Klein. So, but he, yeah, so if anyone that doesn't know, like, I met Connor because I was a manager at Calvin Klein, and I did his interview and I hired him, and then we were doing stock, and I kind of ran that portion of the company, even though your position, you were supposed to do it, but it was weird kind of politics or whatever it was. Yeah. Long story, won't get into it. It was stupid. my intention going into it was like, I'm just going to come in, I'm going to do the job, I'm not going to get close to this guy, I'm not going to befriend this guy, I'm not going to befriend anyone here, you know, and that backfired on me, and I got really good friends with a lot of those people, and I still talk to Connor, and then actually I left Calvin Klein, and then became a supervisor at Best Buy again, because I was building myself back up, so, and then Connor came and worked for me, and then, yeah, he followed me to Best Buy,
And then you left me again.
And then I left him again.
And then I was just like, I'm done here.
I'm pretty sure the chain goes like, Sal leaves. And well, no, but actually, we are all at one place.
Yep.
And then Sal leaves. And then Connor leaves. Yep. And then I leave.
And then we went to Best Buy.
And then Sal leaves. And then Connor leaves.
And you're still there.
And I'm still there.
Yeah. He's making some money on the side. Cool, too. So, what do you... What are your current, like, plans or goals, like, with your company, and what are you planning on doing next?
I'm trying to, like, pretty much at this point, it's going to be, like, kind of switching to a little bit. I'm focusing on still, like, getting my, like, consulting clients and, you know, doing marketing for them and things like that. But a new plan, and I've talked to two people about this and given them the blueprint as well, neither of them are taking action on it. Like we talked about, everybody has a passion of what they're good at and what they can do. And we've mentioned how YouTube, you can make a lot of money with it. And I think a lot of people now, when they think about YouTube, they think about like, oh, I have to be on YouTube for a long time to start getting like, you know, ad spend from like, you know, running ads on my account for other people. Like I have to do that for a while before I make money. And what I'm starting to see is that there's not, and then with YouTube doing the whole, like, you have to make a video every week in order to be, like, on the whole, like, ad platform. Yeah. You're starting to see less and less good quality content. There's a lot of channels that I used to watch when I was younger that lasted a long time and shut down just because of that. One of them is The Key of Awesome and Barely Political. They shut down because they just couldn't do it anymore because they would make a video, like, once or twice a month, but they put a lot of budget and a lot of time into it, and they can't do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up shutting down. But a lot of people focus on the fact that if I'm going to make a YouTube channel, I'm still behind everybody else and I still have to somehow like push myself forward and get through that. Where if you do it kind of this way that I've been thinking about, you can still make a lot of money using kind of YouTube as your like boost, but not using it solely as your way to make money. So what I mean by that is like, if you were to make, and we're told about this by Gary Vaynerchuk and stuff like that, making content that like moves people and teaches people things and stuff like that. And that's why we have the podcasts, and that's why
I mean, I have fun doing it too. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
You know, like the side note too, like I actually, when podcasts first started, like I didn't care about it.
Yeah. Same.
I really didn't give it a chance though.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to a couple and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then like I did one and I was like, this is so much fun.
So much fun, you know?
And then like I wish I could just record all the conversations I have with people every day, because like I was actually in a conversation with my lady friend, shout out to you. So we're having a great conversation about like marketing stuff like that, and without getting into the details and such, so like I legit said in that conversation, I really wish I was recording this right now because this is a really good conversation. This is good content.
Yeah, I tell that to me too every time like we'll be talking, like even in the car or something.
Yeah, and then my car breaks down and explodes. Also happened years ago. No, that happened last year.
Yeah.
No, that happened earlier this year.
Wait, what?
The deer was earlier this year. So the car exploding was like years ago. Yeah. So missed that car. But you're right though. YouTube is definitely hard to break through, but like persistence and good content would push it through. But it would be hard to do that because those guidelines that you have to make one per week. But you legitimately have to literally. So you would have to have a career in just making videos all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like not working a job, you know, like a 9-to-5. 40 hours a week. You can't have that really if you want to put good quality videos per week, unless you find the time to do it. You work a 9-to-5 from 6 to midnight, you're making that.
Yep.
from 7 to 1. Like, you're making quality videos. And not a lot of people are willing to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's not a lot of good content, you know, out there. People are just pushing content out just to push content out without caring about the quality. It's quantity versus quality. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
So if the people have the right mindset, which you talked about in your early episodes, have the right mindset, and then you're not going to go home and say, I'm too tired to do this. No, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yep.
I'm going to push myself and still make good quality things, even though I work my 9 to 5, then you can have the best of both. You know, good quality content once a week at minimum.
Yeah, and I think with YouTube, like, what I was thinking of is if you use YouTube, it's slightly different. And I don't see too many people doing this or being on top of it. And that's why I'm kind of like, that's why I told, like, when I first thought about it and I brainstormed it with my friend Ryan, who's the one that I used to work with on his company, we brainstormed it. And he's applying it and actually doing it well. Is basically making YouTube videos to educate people and then selling some type of info product. So, like, with me, it would be how to use Facebook or how to use social marketing. With you, it would be, like, how to draw and all the, like, technical, like, methods and stuff like that, which, to me, I don't even know how to name the techniques, let alone show somebody. For you, it could be, like, leadership. It can be, like, what you're doing with, like, the media, with Catalyst Media. Your passion with, you know, singing, acting, things like that. Whatever your passion is, getting really good at it, and then educating other people. Because it's funny, we think that what is super easy for me to just kind of rattle off or think about with psychology took me years to get there, and I forget that everybody I meet doesn't know that.
Right.
So, like, same thing with art. I don't know. I don't know, like, how to structure a face. I don't know how to create depth. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, like, anymore anyways, like, pretty much fight people, or like with the Krav Maga. I am horrible at singing. Bad.
Shout out to Mariah Carey.
But like doing that.
I'm saying she's a bad singer. I'm saying she's an incredible singer. So shout out to you for being an incredible singer.
I'm a lawyer.
I had to put that in there. I'm a lawyer. Everyone's a lawyer. Yeah. Everyone knows a whole thing about the law. When you're pissed off and you want to sue somebody, suddenly you're a lawyer. Yeah, suddenly you know everything about lawyers and the court and all the rules and everything. Suddenly you think you can win. So those people are, I can get in on and on in a tangent about that. I'm not even going to bother doing that. Yeah. So
we do know a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah. We do.
Shout out to Dave.
Another Dave, different Dave.
Nope. not David, like sister's husband. So which we shouted out earlier. So a lot of shout outs today, yeah. Hashtag shout out.
No, Justin.
But yeah. So if you make videos on YouTube, and then kind of get what your audience is, because you don't have to create a big audience. I think a lot of... As the cat just jumps up. Like, I want to hear this deal too.
Man, buddy's back.
I want to hear this offer. But going on YouTube, and I know what he's going to do, and I don't want him hitting the phone and knocking it off. So, but going on YouTube, building an audience, and I feel like a lot of people don't focus on that. That's why I like Anchor. It doesn't show people how many followers you have, how many people are listening. Mm-hmm. It's about content and about, you know, what you're doing. You don't have to worry about the fame or the glam of it. Because I feel even with entrepreneurship, a lot of people have the fame and glam. Oh, it's popular to be an entrepreneur now. I remember the days when it wasn't popular. I remember when people were screaming, yelling at me to get a normal job. I remember that stuff. Now it's like, everybody's an entrepreneur.
It's like, the cool new fad.
Yeah, it's the cool new fad.
I'll start with SpongeBob.
But with YouTube, if you're making content and you're creating an audience and you have one or two people, that... one or two or three or four. If you watch Gary Vaynerchuk's Wine Library, like a lot of people don't that watch Gary Vaynerchuk now don't know about Wine Library days. I remember when I first saw him, he had a video and it had 27 views. 27 views. I was looking for wines at the time. And
so that's how you discovered him.
Yeah. Yep. And like I discovered him, and then kind of because I didn't watch wine every day because I wasn't like a wine fanatic. I kind of fell off. I watched like a few of his videos, and later on I saw him out like right as he was like blowing up with I know you want to be part of this, but you can't. with Wine Library TV. He was just at the end of it, and that's when he started forming VaynerMedia. But a lot of people focus on, oh, I only have 10 or 11 views, so what? Like, if you're creating...
At least you have views.
At least you have views. And somebody's tuning in every time you make a video or a podcast to listen to you.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Molly. It's a bad idea.
That could have gone very badly.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, no, go ahead. But, Molly just almost just stage dived, like.
Yeah, that could.
So, come here.
As you were saying.
I guess that's the end of that, huh? Or it's going to the end of it?
It could be over. Oh,
that just shut off, I think.
The battery probably died on the GoPro. So, that's fine. I'm only going to take clips off of it anyway. Yeah. I'm not going to put the whole thing up. So, but, I'm probably not going to put it on YouTube right away. But
gotcha. But, the focusing on what you're putting out is going to be important. And then as you build your audience and engage with them, because you're going to have to engage with them on YouTube, see what they like for content. Nobody thinks about this part. Then take what... You don't have to use the same videos you're using on YouTube. You can redo them. You can, you know, because we get better as we do podcasts or video, things like that. We pick up tricks and stuff like that. So you might just redo them. Redo the videos that people tended to have a more favorable response to and actually want to know more about. Kind of expand on that and make a info product that you can sell, like a video series, and then sell that. My buddy Ryan, right after his breakup with his girlfriend, did it. And he has a big list. He's been building a list for a while, so not everybody's going to have these results. But he made $25,000 in 3 days.
Wow.
He spent the first day like making the product, or first day, oh, so let's say 4 days, because he made it in like a day and a half, and then the next, like over the weekend, he had $25,000. And now what he's doing is then he's going everywhere. Like he went to Dublin, and then he was there for a couple of weeks, and he was like, I want to go to Berlin. So he went to Berlin, and he came back to California, he lives in California, came back to California, stayed there for 2 weeks, and went back to Dublin for 3 weeks, and then came back, was there for a week, and now he's planning to go for all of October to Dublin.
Jeez.
So, like, he's traveling, like, all over the place, and now that's where, like, I'm, like, where I mentioned before that I'd like to travel, because I watch the things he does, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. Get to meet people from, like, all over the world and stuff. And he's just running ads on YouTube and getting people to come in every day. And he's making like $400, $500 a day right now, just from that kind of cycle that he has going on in the background. He can go to all these places and still make that money because the funnels and everything's set up.
Right.
So he's just making money on pretty much standby. He'll do like a couple hours a day of work while he's on, you know, on his trips, but that's about it. And he's making all this money. He can go anywhere he wants. He can technically buy any, well, like whatever he pretty much wants at this point. And, like, that's an extreme case. Like I said, he built a list. But he's making... All the money he's making right now, day to day, is all from YouTube ads. It's all from... Okay. Because, like, when you pump out a new product in the whole info product world, yeah, you'll have affiliates and you'll have your list and things like that. And you'll get that, you know, that infusion of cash. But that lasts, like, 2 or 3 days or a week, let's say, at most. And then either most people usually would make a new product, like, a month later and do it again and again and again. But now he's just kind of funneling people through YouTube. But the interesting thing, and it's all this huge cycle, because now you have people coming, being exposed to you on YouTube. They buy the product, they jump on your list. Your next launch, they're on the list already.
Right.
And you do the same process over and over again as your list is building and building and building. And it can be scaled to anybody. Like my buddy who's a real estate agent, he can make YouTube videos because nobody shows like the whole hard parts of it. Like,
no.
Like they don't show it. They don't show like, no, oh, no. I flipped this house and I got wailed on and I lost money.
Right.
Like, they want to show the glamour and stuff like that. But we're at this point now where nobody, more people are going to liken themselves to him as a real estate agent because he's young and he's building, you know, to a point. And he has a nice car and stuff like that, but he's not a multimillionaire. People are going to relate more to him, watching him go through the ups and downs of the things that they're going to have to do. And maybe they can learn something from him.
Right.
Than the person that is in Las Vegas selling multi-million properties and like has no problem and drives a Bentley to work and like all that stuff. Like, that's not relatable. People want to go for relatable.
That's almost fake too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, some people like pretend that they're that successful. Yep. And then post about being quote unquote successful.
Yeah.
And then they just want to like make they're fraud, you know?
Yep.
Like, they want a front that they're super successful doing whatever they do.
Yeah.
And then everyone believes it because it's all you're posting about on social media. But yep. Then it doesn't tell the full story.
Yep.
You know, so maybe he one time sold a bunch of houses on Las Vegas, and then he just took those content, and then that person would just like cycle it through and then make a different post about the same thing before. Yeah. Because it was only a one-time thing.
Yep.
So he was successful one time, but he's making it look like he's constantly successful. Yep. Because he's not talking about the hard times.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then people would, you know, are like that. But like a web series would be great to educate people on the right things, like you said. Mm-hmm. So, and YouTube is hard, but now, like, what do you think about Facebook TV and Instagram TV now? Like, those are things now.
Yeah.
That are brand new. Yep. Like Justin's twitching his head like, what is that?
Instagram TV?
Instagram TV is different than Instagram Stories or Instagram Live. It's now Instagram TV also, where you can create web series and you can post it on there so people can watch it. Like, it's its own TV show.
Right, they don't go away.
They stay there. Like, yeah. You can watch episode 1, episode 2, yeah. You know?
I knew about, like, YouTube Red and all that. I didn't realize. And I knew about Facebook TV, but I didn't know if Instagram was doing that.
Well, Instagram was before Facebook TV.
Was it?
Yeah. And Facebook TV followed shortly after.
I've been living under a rock.
So, apparently.
Everything's changing so fast all the time anyways.
Yeah,
so
it is.
That's the social media network marketing or, like, affiliate marketing, like, type platforms are all changing like crazy. Social mm-hmm. media, all
and
stuff.
And I started Instagram, like, this year, so that's probably why I didn't know about it.
I started it many years ago. I have over 1,000 posts on my page.
I was going through mine, deleting posts, because most of mine are memes on my Instagram account.
Yeah. I should probably delete some, too, that are just irrelevant to life and such like that.
Shit posting, kind of. Explicit!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the way the society's going nowadays is that. So social media and stuff like that. But I think, honestly, I think that people could benefit off of it. And the stuff that you're putting out in your podcast, EG Consulting, is really good stuff. And I think people need to hear what you have to say if they're really passionate about it. And you can tell that you're super serious and passionate about what you're talking about. Yep. And sometimes you're yawning because you're tired. But, I mean, you want to talk about hustle. Yeah. This dude's doing podcasts at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You can hear the birds, like, waking up.
Really, it's just Connor.
So, but, yeah.
I make some good bird noises, though.
Yeah, we both know that.
You also drink water pretty good, too. yeah, but that being said, like, CG Consulting, that's the podcast. This is Catalyst Media. And this is at SalStyles87. You can hit me up there on Twitter, Instagram, so, or you can find me on Facebook as well, SalStyles. So give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Like, and you guys can, you know, say what you guys say.
Well, this has been JD Angelos on YouTube/Instagram and also Justin D'Angelo on Twitter.
And Connor Gilson, president of CG Consulting and the game show host on Twitch.
I'm
yes.
So glad
I gotta get back to that idea.
You really do. So, we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.